Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, today snow, mainly after 1 p.m., a high near 35 degrees, east wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 100%, total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Tonight snow, the snow could be heavy at times, a low around 27, new snow accumulation of 3 to 5 inches possible. Friday, a 40% chance of snow, mainly before 7 a.m., cloudy with a high near 33, new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And in the news, a Republican bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would impose a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years in prison for people with felony records who are convicted of possessing a firearm. The proposal is backed by law enforcement, who say it will cause people convicted of felonies to think twice about carrying firearms, while critics argue it will lead to excessively harsh sentences and exacerbate inequalities in Wisconsin's criminal justice system. State law already bars a person convicted of a felony from owning a gun, but right now 5 years in prison is the maximum penalty. No minimum sentence currently exists. Representatives from law enforcement groups, including the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association and the Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police, which is a police union, also testified in favor of the bill. The ACLU of Wisconsin, which opposes the bill, says mandatory minimum sentences disproportionately ensnare communities of color. At this time, it is uncertain how Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers will decide if the proposal advances. Evers has previously signed mandatory minimums for homicides committed by people who were operating while intoxicated. He also vetoed other legislation that would have expanded criminal penalties. This report comes in part from Wisconsin Public Radio and is used here with permission. The Joint Finance Committee will take public testimony on the state budget during 4 hearings around the state starting April 5th in Waukesha. That will be followed by an April 11th hearing in Eau Claire, April 12th in the Wisconsin Dells, and April 26th in Minocqua. The committee is following a similar timeline as 2 years ago when it did 3 public hearings around Wisconsin and a 4th virtually. Pushed by House Speaker Robin Vos, the Republicans will propose a new 3.5% flat tax, individual income tax, to raise income for proposed program spending. Ruth Conniff, editor of the Wisconsin Examiner, sharing her opinion of the Republicans' flat tax, writes in the Examiner, quote, "Wisconsin Republicans have a plan for what to do with the record-breaking $6.6 billion state budget surplus, and it basically involves putting all the money in a pile and chucking it out the window of the Capitol. State residents can gather below and snatch the cash as it scatters to the winds. People who aren't already rich won't get much. Those in the lowest of Wisconsin's 4 tax brackets will save a whopping $37 per year under the GOP flat tax plan," end quote. The Nearly Noon News will be following this developing story and report back as more information comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.